This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a program in Lowell that helps young adults find a path that takes them away from crime and life on the streets. It's called UTEC. It's helped thousands complete their education, get job training, stay out of trouble with the law, and care for their children. Half the participants are parents. UTEC's headquarters and work sites are normally buzzing with activity, but they're quieter these days because of the coronavirus. Donations are down, and so is other income. In the midst of that, UTEC staff is scrambling to purchase laptops so young adults in the program can keep up remotely while the coronavirus keeps them at home. CEO Greg Croteau says he wants to make sure the disruption COVID-19 is causing doesn't set back the young adults in the UTEC family.
We just don't want any one young person to feel as though they're forgotten. And there's so many challenges on a regular day, pre-COVID, that, you know, prevents them from walking into UTEC. With this impact on them, we're very, very concerned about making sure that no one feels forgotten, realizing that our young adults are facing, like others, anxiety and depression, and not having necessarily the largest social support network. And so we really have to not only continue our services, we have to intensify them. One of our values is just the idea of mad love. And that means, you know, when a young person may not show up, showing up at their door, right? And then talking to their cousin, and then their cousin's best friend, right? Our concern would be not having that connection with the young people in the ways in which we have.
Not having the connection because how much of your operation, and it's an extensive operation, how much has had to close?
As of now, all of our on-site programming has been on pause. You know, we have what we call social enterprises. We have a food services enterprise. We have a cafe, catering. We do events. We have mattress recycling. And then we have a woodworking facility where we produce a line of cutting boards. All of the food services is now completely shut down. We've repurposed our staff to help provide daily meals to the young adults. And then both of the other enterprises are really on a skeleton crew. And so we bring in about $1 million a year from the social enterprises.
And how much are you losing now?
Up to now, we've lost $155,000. About a week or so ago, within a span of like 2 days, we lost $49,000 in canceled events.
This is what you would have catered for.
Yeah, so we lost $49,000 in both catering and event rentals. And we're estimating about $65,000 a month in losses moving forward as a result of the businesses and also as a result of us continuing to make sure that our young adults get their meals as well.
Because you're delivering meals to the young adults. We have one of those young adults on the line, Money Gaston. Money, you're living in Lowell, is that correct?
Yes.
And how old are you?
24.
Can you tell us about what your experience is like having to socially distance, not go to UTEC every day? Because it was pretty much every day you'd be there, right?
Yes. Usually we go there. I go there Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. I'm in the culinary crew, which is like basically learning skills about cooking, learning about interviewing, resumes, cover letters. And my kids are usually at school during that time. And because of the social distancing, obviously, my kids are home and UTEC is closed, so I'm not there anymore. And just having like that stability, just being there every day, is obviously I can't do that anymore.
So, do you have any income right now?
Currently, yeah, through UTEC.
And Greg, are you paying all the people who work for you normally?
Yeah, so we made a commitment right away that we were going to continue make sure that our young adults get paid their full stipend. And, you know, making sure that we can kind of incentivize young adults to also be able to continue doing work on their education and employment.
I've got to say, I'm kind of surprised. I know this is probably part of your mad love ethos, but people like you, Money, are not only have jobs with UTEC right now, obviously you don't have a job with them, but you're getting a stipend, and you're also getting like soap and toilet paper and some other provisions from UTEC. This is something, Greg, that you're doing routinely?
Yeah, the team, you know, all credit to our staff. They quickly, you know, as everyone's doing right now, everyone is looking at ways in which, you know, we can adapt and I think be helpful. And I think it's not only delivery of food, but it's the delivery of that engagement, right? The delivery of mad love that might come in a different form right now. The other day, the team was making homemade hand sanitizer. So, you know, learning how to do that, bottling them up and getting ready to deliver that to 100 families.
That's great. I think it's 60% alcohol, I hope.
We have learned, yes, 3-to-1 ratio. I never thought I would know about mattress recycling. Never thought I would know about making hand sanitizer. But mad love hand sanitizer was coming, you know, to the family's way.
Money, you're clearly very well integrated into the UTEC system, but I wonder during a time like now when everybody's going through a certain amount of anxiety, many people losing their salaries, you still have a stipend from UTEC, but I wonder what your life is like right now with two kids at home. I mean, do you feel as though in any way you could possibly slip, or do you feel pretty stable?
I feel pretty stable, even though, like, with the social distancing, but the only thing I would say is just not being able to be around my UTEC family, like just having that culture and that motivation, because being home, we still are able to contact like our transitional coach or our teachers if we need help with any of our online courses. Honestly, our UTEC therapist is like the biggest role in my life right now, because like with this whole coronavirus, I've just been having like really bad anxiety about it, because my kids lost their father last year, so I'm like basically the only parent they have. So I like literally been locked in this house, have not moved out of my house since this whole thing started, because I just keep having bad dreams that, you know, that I'm going to catch coronavirus and then I'm going to die and then I'm going to leave my kids with nobody. Like being able to speak to my therapist and her like being able to calm me down and just, you know, just basically keep me sane is one of the biggest roles in my life right now that UTEC's been helping me with.
Well, we wish you well. Money Gaston, Greg Croteau, thank you. Nice to speak with you both.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Greg Croteau is CEO of UTEC in Lowell, and Money Gaston is one of the program's participants. UTEC also works with young adults at the Middlesex and Essex County jails. Right now, though, the outreach workers can't enter the jails because of the coronavirus outbreak. At WBUR.org, you can find pictures of UTEC workers packing up food and delivering it to the people in the program who are stuck at home.